This is Nefertari on the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network with a Nefcast. Today's Nefcast is titled Thanksgiving from a Native American Perspective. Hello and happy Thanksgiving to all my friends here on ATS, as well as all the other listeners out there. I know it's been quite a long time since my last podcast. My only defense is that life has kept me rather busy. However, I wanted to do this podcast with the approach of the holidays coming. Now, I have to say that growing up, I experienced Thanksgiving like anyone else. I was not exposed to my Native American family or their culture, for reasons that I really don't want to go into in the podcast. But nevertheless, I had a very traditional Anglo-American upbringing. And it wasn't until I became an adult that I started thinking about Thanksgiving from my ancestors' point of view, and I began wondering how they would feel about it knowing what it has become today. Thanksgiving, like most other holidays, has become over-commercialized. But even before that, before the commercialization became bad, we've been lied to about what the first Thanksgiving was truly like. And indeed, we were even lied to about the fact that it was the first observation of its kind of the harvest celebration. In a book called Lies My Teacher Told Me by James W. Loewen, he discussed the things that are commonly believed about the first Thanksgiving. Here's but a small excerpt. The civil ritual we practice marginalizes Indians. Our archetypal image of the first Thanksgiving portrays the groaning boards in the woods with the pilgrims in their starched Sunday best next to their almost naked Indian guests. As a holiday greeting card puts it, I is for the Indians we invited to share our food. The silliness of all this reaches its zenith in the handouts that school children have carried home for decades, complete with captions such as, "They served pumpkins and turkeys and corn and squash. The Indians had never seen such a feast." When the Native American novelist Michael Dorris' son brought home this information from his New Hampshire elementary school, Dorris pointed out that the pilgrims had never seen such a feast, quite literally, since all the foods mentioned were exclusively indigenous to the Americas and had been provided by or with the aid of the local tribe. The true history of Thanksgiving reveals embarrassing facts. The pilgrims did not introduce the tradition. Eastern Indians had observed the autumnal harvest celebrations for centuries. Although George Washington did set aside days for national Thanksgiving, our modern celebrations date back only to 1863, during the Civil War, when the Union needed all the patriotism that such an observation might muster. Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday. The Pilgrims had nothing to do with it. Not until the 1890s did they even get included in the tradition. For that matter, no one used the term Pilgrims until the 1870s. Well, that's just a small excerpt from the book. If you want to know more, I recommend you pick up a copy of the book and read it for yourself. It may indeed change the way you appreciate Thanksgiving and many other things in life. For me, Thanksgiving is still somewhat bittersweet. There is a big part of me that loves the holiday for its warmth and sharing with family and friends. And yet, there remains a sadness for me that I keep to myself, as I am reminded of how my ancestors were repaid for their kindness to the pilgrim settlers with betrayal. So yes, I really have to say I have mixed emotions about the holiday overall. I am curious how other Native Americans feel about this day, and whether or not it causes the same mixture of joy and sadness for them as it does for me. Of course, all opinions are welcome on this subject, whether they are supportive or hostile. I know there are some out there that might be outraged at my podcast for whatever reasons they might have, and they are welcome to their opinions as well. In closing, I ask that you share your feelings about this day and what it means to you. And finally, I leave you with my warmest wishes that you will all enjoy a loving holiday with your family and friends, and feel the peace that only love can bring to your hearts.